He wanted nothing so much as to seek out the Godswood, to kneel before the heart tree and pray for the life of Robert Baratheon, who had been more than a brother to him. Men would whisper afterwards that Eddard Stark had betrayed his king's friendship and disinherited his sons. He could only hope that the gods would know better, and that Robert would learn the truth of it in the land beyond the grave. Ned took out the king's last letter, a roll of crisp white parchment sealed with golden wax, a few short words, and a smear of blood. How small the difference between victory and defeat, between life and death! He drew out a fresh sheet of paper and dipped his quill in the inkpot. "To His Grace, Stannis of the House Baratheon," he wrote, "by the time you receive this letter, your brother Robert, our king these past 15 years, will be dead. He was savaged by a boar whilst hunting in the king's wood." The letters seemed to writhe and twist on the paper as his hand trailed to a stop. Lord Tywin and Sir Jaime were not men to suffer disgrace meekly. They would fight rather than flee. No doubt Lord Stannis was wary after the murder of John Arryn, but it was imperative that he sail for King's Landing at once with all his power before the Lannisters could march.